CliffCentral.com.
Good morning and welcome to it.
Good morning.
Unless it's at night where you are, then that's a terrible way to say hello, because it's obviously at night where you are. It's the GCS Takeover. My name is MKT. And this morning, we've mixed it up, you know. Yesterday, we had Yaku and we had Paulo, who's an extremely Portuguese person. Today, we've brought you somebody brand new and somebody, of course, who we know very, very well from the show. At the bottom there, looking dashing in her attire is Lebang. Of course, you know Lebang, and somebody who you wouldn't have met on this platform before or on the GCS. It is Ryan Tinline. How are you guys doing?
Morning.
Good, good. Feeling good. Happy New Year, boys.
Yeah, compliments of the season.
Yeah, I mean we don't need to do that. It's already the fourth, Lebang, but I guess it's just programming.
I'll be doing that for like April.
Oh, you
May, if I haven't seen you. I'm one of those.
Oh, okay. All right. No, that's what it is. We swallow it and we move on. Hey, Lebang, where are you?
I am very far away from where you guys are. I'm like deep in Mpumalanga, in a place called close to Kwamakhayeza. It's like a 20-minute drive to the Mozambique border. I am so far. I am very far right now.
Is that where your family's from, or are you just doing the classic "I live in the city" disconnecting?
I don't have that privilege. My partner's family from here, so like the granny, the grandpa, like the kids are just living their best lives out here. So I'm also just taking this opportunity to just like soak it all in. But I'll probably be back in Joburg like later on today. So I'll be seeing you guys soon.
Cool. And do you have that situation? I don't know who I was talking to about it yesterday, but do you have that situation where I believe no mom and daughter-in-law, it's ever going to be on point. You know what I mean? Like, you resent her, she resents you, and often you're in denial about it, right? Yeah, you see what your face did there? All ladies have that response. But I always say, you know, the daughter-in-law and mom relationship will never be close, because you're both trying to take the son away, or she thinks you're taking my son away. Both of you are pulling in your direction, and it's out of your control. That it's a genetic driver. Or are you able to pretend for now that it's all good?
Like, to be honest with you, life is not a movie. Not everybody has to have like a romantic thing happen.
Sure.
Where there's like arguments in the kitchen and no, that's my part. Some people like peace, and I'm one of those people. So she's one of those people. And obviously, like, we both love the same person quite deeply, and you know, we want what's best for him. So there will be moments where it's like, hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But as long as there's communication and peace, I'm sad to inform you, Mbunelo, I don't love one of those wild lines that you see on TV where, like, Mama Vala is like, we get along quite well.
Although I prefer the in denial, like, we'll keep the peace version. I don't like the crazy joob vibes on TV. I like it where we let's pretend to all get along, and then eventually, you know, his mom will get him in a corner and be like, yeah, her cooking, man. And then you'll get him in a corner and you'll say, wow, is that how your dad talks to your mom? And I like that. I like a bit of niggle. But Lebang, good to see you.
Like, you'll never know.
Exactly.
Like, as long as what I don't know won't hurt me, and vice versa.
Well said. I love
it.
I didn't really do anything. Ryan, what did you get up to? How have you gotten into the new year? I mean, it's the fourth day already. We should be into it by now.
Yeah, I haven't done much in the new year. I went and saw a movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a great start to the new year. But other than that, I had a unrealized the curfew was going to be lifted a night before New Year. So I made no big plans. All of a sudden, everybody came through with huge plans for New Year's within a day, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna have my bra like I planned. So that's what I ended up doing.
Nothing huge. So you know, in terms of New Year, is it maybe the most overblown thing in the world? Unless you're like Richard Branson or Leonardo DiCaprio, or I don't know, like what's Spider-Man's girlfriend's name? Zendaya. Her. Unless you got that.
Put some respect.
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Zendaya.
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 Zendaya. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Why should I get it right when her Nigerian father gave her a Shauna name and he doesn't even know what he's talking about? So who cares really at this point? We're just taking the mickey. Everyone's taking the mickey at this point. So whether I get it right or wrong, she's been given a misappropriated name by her dad doing the whole motherland thing. Let's move on from that. My point was, New Year's, unless you've got that money, useless. Useless, because everybody builds it up every year, right? And Lebang, I don't know how it was for you. Obviously, you're in a place with no electricity, so I don't know if you would have seen anything. But, oh.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry.
I don't remember mentioning that. How did you come to that conclusion that I'm in a place with no electricity?
Oh, well, I'm from the homelands, and I just presume people in the homelands don't have electricity. Is that offensive?
Oh, it's not offensive, just like... By the way, there's definitely electricity here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. You know what I didn't do there? I didn't check my privilege.
Yeah, next time. I will say there's load shedding here almost like at the same time every single day. Like every single day between 5 and 7. But same with us. Same with us in Joburg. Like, there's a schedule that just needs to prepare yourself.
Nope, I don't have load shedding at my house.
Oh, here we go.
I've never had load shedding. I don't have load shedding.
No, listen to this, Lebang, please.
Yeah, I live in a complex that's off the grid.
Explain why.
My complex is off the grid. We've got our own power where I live. So I always hear about these problems that South Africans... Anyway, that's not the point. You've derailed me. New Year's. No, but New Year's is one of the most overblown things in the world, right? Unless you've already planned from September... And there's a sick house party with a DJ, blah, blah, blah. Like, at a certain age, clubs don't work. For somebody like you, Lebang, you know, with kids, obviously, that's going to be a situation. You know what I'm saying?
No, I love these assumptions this morning. It's just so lovely. Like, someone like me, clubs don't work. I'm 31 years old. If I want to go clubbing, I absolutely will. But to your point, yes. I think New Year's, over time, it's just gotten less and less exciting. Or maybe it's because we're growing up. I remember New Year's being extremely exciting. We'd all kind of gather and just be together. Now it's just like, hey, what are you going to be doing? I'll be doing whatever I can do. But it's what you make of it. I know people that have had amazing, you know, New Year's experiences. For them, it's like an opportunity to travel, to do something new. Literally, whatever you want to do with it is what comes of it. But over time, New Year's, like the PR for New Year's has really just gone down. I don't know who's in charge of the PR for New Year's, but
it's a real thing, eh?
What's that?
On New Year's Eve, I don't know about you guys, I was looking for like a TV channel for a big countdown to know when the switchover was. I couldn't find one, not one channel. And I was like, you know, in all over the world, they have these huge celebrations. Like, I think in America, they have like a Jingle Ball celebration where they drop the ball at midnight. And we just don't do that here. Like, you would think we would do, like, a huge production at some point for everyone to watch and to know when to count. Because everyone's counting off a YouTube countdown.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, I think in Joburg, for example, if we do, like, a big, you know, celebration where everybody comes into, like, the city and, like, we have this whole, like, show, the government is going to say it's going to cost 45 million. They're going to spend 2 million getting the show together, and then boom, corruption. But I think we don't have a big spectacular thing going on, because everybody from South, unless a private company comes through and says, hey, you know, I'll pull it off. Because there's countries that really go off, the whole building is just lit up and everybody's there.
Oh no! I think we've lost Lebang because she's in a place with no electricity, as I said. So we'll see if we can get her back in a little bit. But yeah, it's a real thing, that, Ryan. Hey, it's.
Did you ever go to one of those Belita street parties?
I don't think I've ever done New Year's in Belita. I've done it in Plet. Like, for those who don't know, our international listeners, Belita is a bit of a haven on our east coast. And it's a tropical paradise. So no, I didn't really, I'm not big on the beach, hey? I'm not big, I don't get the thing about the beach. For me, it's like, I'm just getting sand in my teeth. I can't eat a sandwich there. You know, I'm already a black person with a perfect skin tone. Why am I at the beach? Like, and I'm not like an aquatic daredevil. So why am I going to the beach? What's the benefit for me, right?
Because, so in Belita, right, there was one year we went, and I think my cousins even went this year. They had like, if you go to the beach at midnight, it's quite an experience because they have like a face off of fireworks, East Coast versus West Coast.
Okay.
And it's just like, you get to see who has the biggest fireworks.
Oh.
And so 12 o'clock, I know Belita also has like a street party where they block out the whole street and have a big party there. But also if you go to the beach at 12 o'clock, you just sit and watch these fireworks. But it's dangerous because some people just light up those boxes and let them just run.
Yeah.
And then just get out the way.
It's my thing about fireworks is I've always wondered, and unless it's a show, why do people do it? It's so dangerous, right?
Yeah.
And obviously put aside the cultural thing. Like, okay, that's one thing. If you're celebrating Diwali and it's a deep part of your meaning, which I'm not too sure. Like, I'm also not that person just because you're Indian. I presume Diwali means something to you. I've met enough, like, international travelers now. There's a lot of people who take the Mickey in general with cultures when it suits them. So I'm not too sure we need to keep deferring to people just because you're from India. I'm going to say, oh, Diwali's your thing. Don't do that. If Diwali's your thing, celebrate it. That's awesome. But fireworks are dangerous, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they will blow a child's hand off.
Yeah.
You know, so I never really get the whole fascination with fireworks. Maybe people can explain to us, and we'll see what it is. Unkhopotse says, go to the hood. People shoot each other with
a rhythm, the comments.
No, but you see, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If you give human beings a chance to human being, they're going to human being at some stage and often to their own detriment. So I just want to, at this stage, remind everybody that it's the GCS takeover, but what that means is that the person that 99.99999% of the listeners are here for, a guy called Gareth Cliff, he has not died, by the way. He's very much alive, still very tall, still very handsome, still great hair. He's still very much alive, and he's still the king of what he does. He will be back next week, so that'll be, I think, from the 7th. What's Monday? 7th, eh?
I think so.
I don't know what the date is. It might be the 10th, actually, because the 7th will be Sunday at this rate, I think. But anyway, he'll be back next week, Monday. Gareth Cliff is still in an unnamed location recharging those batteries, but he will be back. So there have been messages. I got a text yesterday, people going, why has Gareth handed the show over to Mbolelo? Firstly, if Gareth was going to hand the show over, he was going to hand it over to a competent person. Don't be ridiculous. He's not going to you're not going to downgrade from Gareth Cliff to me. That is not how Gareth would hand the show over. He will be back next week. So the GCS takeover just for this week. But Ryan, I wanted to ask you something.
Yes.
Obviously, yesterday you watched Spider-Man. Ryan is a huge Spider-Man fan. I don't really want to do the review myself. I think Ryan's here and he's going to do that. But I realized the movie experience, and we spoke about this a little bit yesterday, hasn't changed since 2008.
I actually felt like it was worse.
What do you mean?
I haven't been to a movie in a long time. Like I said, I think I said yesterday on the MKT show, it was probably a year since I've been to the movies. Mm. And last night was so weird because I got there. Firstly, what is with this one movie a night thing? Like, can we... There's no curfew. Can we please put three movies, three different times up?
Okay, so for people who don't know what Ryan's saying, because some of you may be, I don't know, staying at home. You spent all your money in December because you thought, I'm going to buy cognac for the ladies, and now it's the 4th of January, and you haven't bought a uniform for kids, so you can't actually afford to go to a movie. For those of you who did that, what Ryan's talking about is that movie viewing times, there's only one Spider-Man viewing time per day. Like, what are we doing here?
This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Because now, firstly, I mean, we're in COVID stages at the moment. So movies theaters are still, like, you know, covering up a couple seats in between. So you don't have a full house. So I got there last night. There's lines everywhere. And you don't even know if you're going to get a seat because, you know, have they packed out? It's one movie for the day.
Yeah.
So everyone's just coming to see it. I luckily did get seats. But I don't know. Which theater did you go to yesterday?
I went to Monte Cassino.
You went to Monte Cassino.
Great option. I went for the 7 o'clock show. It was awesome.
Well, there was only one 7 o'clock show across the country.
Nobody there. And by the way, movie houses, just putting red tape on a place doesn't mean you've closed it up. And they don't even do it like, you know, if you block a road, okay, no. Like you can't go through that red tape. They just put red tape on the seat.
Yeah.
Like, I can sit on that.
You can.
Like, I could. It's not a mission for me to sit on that. I could just use my gluteus maximus to sit on that tape. Nothing would be different. But, yeah, Spider-Man, Ryan, you're a huge fan.
Yes.
Your thoughts on what you saw yesterday. Maybe don't do too many spoilers. I'm already seeing people going, oh, no, no spoilers.
Yeah.
I mean, at some stage, just go and watch the movie. You know what I mean?
I actually wanted to bring that up. Like, at what stage, like, how long do we give people to watch a movie before allowing spoilers on air?
Excellent
question.
This
is something I want to, like, address.
No, let's deal with this. And I'd love people to comment. Remember, cliffcentral.com on Twitter. How long should we wait before we spoil, inverted commas, a movie for somebody, right? Because I think, just like we vote for presidents and parties, right? Not everybody votes for the same party. We should establish a group of nerds. And we should say, okay, there's a panel of 15 of you from around the world every year. Right, you got to write some tests. Do you know Zebediah's middle name or whatever? You have to know certain. Is Patrick Stewart Captain Kirk or not? You got to know certain nerd qualifiers. How many Comic Cons have you been to? And what was Patrick Stewart's joke 13 years ago? Like, these sort of nerd inside things, and then we vote for a panel of 15 is what I'd say around the world. And they decide when the cutoff is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people, I can't let Ryan decide. And then I don't know, your baby mama now needed some extra money in December. And now you don't have money to watch Spider-Man. And now I must wait and not do spoilers as a cultural commentator. Yes, I've just called myself a cultural commentator.
No, but it's what you've been doing. You've been catching up on the Marvel culture lately.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So now... But that doesn't really help. I'd like to know what people think. Two weeks from America's release date, because America's the mothership, right? So I would say 2 weeks from the first public screening in America should be the spoiler cutoff.
Because, I mean, almost anything we meant, well, I don't want to say almost anything, but most of what we want to talk about, it is kind of spoiling. It's one of those things, like, I know in the movie last night, like, I wasn't surprised at some of them only because... Like, for example, I read during the first week, like 2 days before the actual release of the movie, they leaked the names of the featured actors on the posters of the film.
Oh, boy.
And that caused outrage because it spoiled who featured in it.
Oh, no. And that's a huge spoiler as well.
That's a huge spoiler. If you, like, think about it, you're just strolling through the mall, you see this poster, the new Spider-Man movie coming out in 2 days. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it also features... these guys who...
Yeah. And you know what? Obviously, I'm a cultural commentator and I'm ahead of the curve. I've seen the movie. If it's the leak of who I think it is, then you've completely spoiled the movie. To go back to something here, Lindo Mlambo says, in 2021 crossover, there was no song of the year. Does anyone know what this year's crossover song was? Now, Ryan, I don't know if you know what that is. I don't want to be that guy.
Sure.
I think that's a black thing. Like, as a black person, I know what Lindo means in terms of a crossover song. You know, Siabangena this year. I don't know if that's so much widespread as Lindo thinks it is. Ryan, do white people do crossover songs?
So, like, what's a crossover song?
We're crossing over from this year from last year to this year.
But now, is it a new release, or is it like just like an anthem?
No, like an anthem, or what, like it's the banger for the night, for the culture, for the people, for that year. Not a thing for you out in Krugersdorp.
No, well, I'm not from Krugersdorp.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, but no, I've never heard of that.
Ah, okay. Well, Lindo, I'm actually not sure. I wasn't out because I'm a boring old man, and I was literally on my couch this year, so I don't know what the story is there.
Also, there was a lot of good music last year. Like, there was a lot of good music last year.
I feel like people say that every year. Do people?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Why do people never say this year was a terrible year for music?
I think it's because it's all we have.
No, and also there is good music every year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think what's important for us to acknowledge moving forward is we live in the best time ever. I mean, obviously, I'm a cultural film critic. Some may say the Barry Ronger of my time. You know, I'm not going to say that, but it's being said on streets. But I think sometimes we get caught up in an overload of information.
Mm.
So we stop appreciating how awesome it is to have Netflix, how awesome it is to go to the movies, how awesome it is. If I like a song, I WhatsApp it to my friend. Hey, here's the Spotify link. Check this song out. Like 25 years ago, that is, we're talking Doctor Strange stuff. Obviously, that's a cultural reference for those who have seen Spider-Man. You see how I've brought the Marvel Universe into,
yeah, no,
into real life. I'm so multifaceted right now. Simpiwe Mtetwas, she says, the song of the year, Drama Me in Tears. Is that a, Ryan, you know that song? Drama Me in Tears? Is that the name of the song?
No, she said the song of the year, Drama Had Me in Tears.
Oh, Had Me in Tears. oh, the drama of the song of the year.
The drama of the song of the year, yes.
Again, this is where we need to take it out of people's hands and let people decide. I think we again, let's get Randall Abrams, right? Randall's obviously the overlord of music in Africa. For those of you who don't know, Randall Abrams, aficionado, Idols.
That's such a good idea.
Idols judge. Yeah, just
let's, why hasn't no one thought of this?
Because people aren't culturally in touch like me, right? So here's how we do it, right? To obviously, I don't want some people having anxiety. Randall Abrams. We give him the crown where he can see all the music in the world, kind of like Cerebrum, if you've seen X-Men. If you haven't, I can't help you. But Randall, we just decide, okay, he's the Thanos of everything. He decides every year who lives, who dies, right? Randall decides. And then Randall picks six deputy Jesuses to him, or Jesus I. Well, what's the multiple for Jesus? Jesus I. Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to get caught up in that. Like if you are a super religious person, how do I say more than one Jesus? I don't know. Then Randall decides, he picks his underlings, and then those underlings must have middle management, and then eventually we've got 15 influencers that decide song of the year. There we go. I've just solved everyone's problem, Ryan. I don't know what you think.
I don't know why we haven't thought of this before.
Because people aren't brilliant.
Because this is, I mean, getting Randall Abrams to decide song of the year.
Randall's excellent, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet Randall. Randall, he's been world class since the beginning. And he still keeps rocking and he still keeps churning out great opinions. And he's an aficionado. He's not, you know, him and I, obviously, again, I'll say this for the last time. I'm a cultural commentator.
Mm.
Randall's a cultural commentator through music. So him and I can relate, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that Randall's probably made a gajillion rand more than me, and he's actually successful, and he probably knows Simon Cowell, huh? Yeah, you must know Simon.
Well,
Cowell.
I think he is the Simon Cowell of South Africa.
I think Simon Cowell's the Randall Abrams of England. How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
We can't just keep saying that they're the reference. Oh, here we go. I like this. Simpium Tato says, Ukhozi FM basically named a song that nobody had heard of as Song of the Year. Now, that is important, by the way. I don't know if people know this. Ukhozi FM is the biggest radio station in the world. So that is important. That has the most listeners in the world, by the way. I know that because one of my work associates does a lot of work with them. That's the biggest radio station in the world. Are they spreading lies now? Do we need to...
Wait, in South Africa or...
No, in the world. The world is not South Africa. Yeah, on planet Earth. That has the highest listenership of them all. It seems Lebang's back, and it probably was an electricity thing, and I was right, and she got super defensive about it. Lebang, are you back?
Testing, one, two, testing. Can you guys...
Okay.
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Lebang. So what happened? No electricity, as I said.
Lol. So no, what actually happened is I got sabotaged by you. Your heart was clearly holding me so heavily in the electricity conversation that indeed it didn't work out. But I chose to be in a different room. Now I'm like in the backyard closer to the chickens. So hopefully this works out a bit better for me and I sound better and this time I'll stick around.
you know what simplifies life? If we just accept what we are, if there's no mutlakasi, there's no mutlakasi, guys. So Lebang, I don't know if you caught that. Apparently, Gwyneth drama about Song of the Year and Ukhozi FM. Obviously, Zulu people. And Zulu people need to be careful because they're on my radar now. Last year, they did burn down all of the shopping malls after the rioting because of Umsholo's. That was one thing they did. Am I blaming the whole Zulu nation for that? It's just easier to blame one place. You know what I mean? So,
I don't remember them confirming this and saying, hey, guys, we found out that it was all Zulu people that burnt down these malls. I don't remember that report coming out.
Well, I don't have what do you think? I've got time to go and ask the biggest tribe in South Africa, each and every single one of them. It started there. That's who we blame, right? Think of it this way, Lebang. Think of it this way. Let's use an example everyone can understand. If your husband cheats on you, right? Nobody ever says, was she a terrible wife? They just say, your husband cheated on you. You know what I mean? Nobody says, oh, so I'm looking at it like that. Like, all I can see is the cheating husband now. Whether the wife was now emotionally abusing him at home, that's why he was, we don't get into that. So Zulu people burnt down all the malls. The other thing which they did, Lebang, I don't know if you caught this. Ukhozi FM has caused it drama, according to Simpiwe, about Song of the Year by playing a song that nobody knows. And was that a real thing? Did you catch that on the socials?
Yeah, look, I think to be fair, South Africans sometimes live in a bit of an unrealistic world. Number one, who of you voted for Song of the Year? let us begin there. Did you take out your cell phone and SMS Adiwele to 54321? For your vote to be cast, number one. Number two, when they announced this is Song of the Year, it's obviously because people voted. And the people that voted are people that, you know, live in places where radio is probably the primary source of, you know, entertainment, information, all of that jazz. They listen to Code FM religiously. So you, on Twitter, with your iPhone 13, living in Bedford View, like having mimosas at the mall, I'm not listening to Cozy FM, number one. Number two, you didn't vote, so you can't complain. Just like, let it be. Like, there's people out there who know the song and voted for the song. That's that. Like, y'all should be voting, you know, in your own little corners and celebrating in your corner. And at midnight, guess what? You're allowed to play whatever song you like. You have the chance to play what it is that you want to hear. Nobody's stopping you, bro. People just like to make things out of nothing, man.
And you know what? I think after Lebang has shown us that she's willing to go to places with no electricity, which is where, you know, so you are the authority on this. You know, radio largely is for people in the homelands. And I know that because my family's from the homelands and you're there now, Lebang. So I'll take your word. But on a serious note, Lebang, I think that's a very, very good point. It's like, although I was a little bit offended by the Bedford View thing. I have lots of, you know, I have lots of gangster friends in Bedford View, which is what most of Bedford View is. Yeah, hey, real talk. I mean, if we're gonna throw shots at Zulu people, we go. Yeah, but that's a good point. Yeah, jeez.
Holding their 9mm calibers. Oh no! Did you hear Cozy FM? The song of the year. It wasn't what we thought. Hey, boom, 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 boom. Oh, guys.
All right, well, there we go. The drama then is over. Maybe Simpiwe was overreacting. Simpiwe, there we go. Again, let's take it out of people's hands. Randall Abrams overlord, he establishes a board of who gets to decide. And then Song of the Year, we have to live with it or go and vote, damn it. Corona's Boring says, Cliff Central, that's like saying because Cyril burnt down Parliament, all vendor people are responsible for it. Now, listen, I am one quarter vendor because my grandmother was the most vendor person you could ever imagine, by the way. So let me tell you something about vendor people. They will cast spells, and if Spider-Man showed me anything, spells can be very powerful. They can be very powerful things.
I don't like this tribalism, bro. Like, it's giving me like some weird ass energy. Like, let's leave that in 2021. Like, for our own safety. Let's leave that energy behind us. Do you want to die? Do you die?
No, Labaga, that's probably very smart. If you are going to say anything negative about vendor people, do not be surprised if all of a sudden there's a snake in your glass of milk or whatever. Because they will cast spells. So that's a good point. Lebang, speaking of that, New Year, are you a new...
Yes.
You strike me as a New Year resolution person. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. You just strike me as the type of person to say, my New Year's resolution is.
Look, I hate to disappoint you once again. I'm sadly not. Hey, I used to be very, very much like... growing up, I was like, oh, this year I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. And then I had kids. I started having little mini-me's, and then I don't think I gave as much attention to any of that as I used to. I just kind of, like, take it every day as it comes. I can only hope that my year gets better, and what I do know now is that it's my responsibility. No one else is going to make me happy. No one else is going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of, like, the only thing that I do is that if there's something that I want, I need to get it. When I get it, it's up to me. But I don't sit and say, okay, cool, this year, boom, 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 boom. But I know that there's people that are, and I think that's cool for them, you know?
Yeah. Ryan, are you a New Year's resolution person? Do you get into it? Do you lists and go, like, have a seance with people, or do you just get into it?
Not really. I know a lot of people do it, and it was a thing, like, we had to sort of come up with something and try to stick to it. I think I stuck to it 1 year. Somebody bet me that I couldn't drink Coke for a year. And I was like, I'm going to... It was a challenge on my integrity, and I was like, no, I'm doing this. And I didn't drink fizzy drinks for a whole year. But no, I think the world's in such a fragile place at the moment. There's no need for any New Year's resolutions on mine. But I don't discourage people who do enjoy making New Year's resolutions.
Should they tell us? My question is, if you do the New Year's resolution thing, should you tell us? Because let me tell you something. I'm not interested in what people say. So I'm never offended. So somebody was asking me, how come you never get offended when people say this, that, the other? I say, I'm not offended by words. I'm offended by actions. Yeah, right? If you want to show me who you are, right? Or you want to tell me who you are, show me who you are. Because I'm not interested. People talk all the time. I'm going to do this. It's my year. Okay, all right, keep it moving there, sweet cheeks. I got stuff to do. You know what I mean? Whereas, show me who you are. I'm offended when people don't do what they say they're going to do. Should New Year's resolution people tell people? Is my question always to them.
Like, I think it's a way of, like, affirming it to themselves as well for, like, the few that are actually going to stick to it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with, like, saying in your mind, like, okay, cool, this year I'm not going to drink fizzy drinks, and then saying it with your mouth. Let's say I'm not going to drink fizzy drinks. And then start saying it so much that it starts becoming a habit. And then, you know, however you maneuver around getting the action done, I think that's cool for you. But the problem begins when now you're just saying. And you're just sitting there, you're like, I'm going to stop. No more fizzy drinks. And you're just saying. That's when it's like, dog, just shut the fuck up and drink your Coca-Cola because you're clearly depressed.
Wow. What a joke.
No, like, do your thing, but, like, if you're, like, yeah, if we're, now we're, that's all we're hearing, and you're clearly, your actions and your words aren't, you know, they're not in the same WhatsApp, that's when it becomes problematic, because now you're just talking out of your ass, and you're wasting all the time. But if you really, for you, like, the more you say it, the more it's, like, you know, you're just, like, grinding it in, like, then, hey, bruh, whatever works for you, you know?
Mm. Yeah, and I think you may think Ryan was joking. Ryan actually doesn't drink water. So I always enjoy bringing people in from the MKT show because it's a zoo out there. So Ryan doesn't believe in drinking water. So
it's not that I don't believe it.
Okay, what's your story?
I just don't like the taste of it.
So okay, go ahead.
No, so that...
What taste?
Exactly.
So what do you drink, right?
I drink Coke, well, fruit juice, Aras, any... I've never been able to drink water.
You drink Aras?
Yeah.
That's how they make Aras.
Yeah, well, it's got a taste to it. I just...
You use water.
Mm-mm. No, see, Ryan's saying he refuses to drink the pure water. He sees no benefit of that.
No, it's not that I don't see a benefit. I just don't like it.
Crazy.
I can't be the only one who doesn't like the taste of water around here.
No, but not liking stuff. Like maybe let's make a rule. Since we're doing New Year's resolution thing, you can't just do what you like in life. That's not what life's about. Is just because something is good, it doesn't mean it's good for you. In fact, more often than not, if it feels good, generally, it's detrimental. Yeah. Not always. It doesn't hold... I wouldn't hold that rule across the board. I'm not saying, now don't go and fall in love, because falling in love is a great thing. It is good for you. But most things that feel good are often not good for the person concerned. So, Ryan, you think maybe we do a New Year's resolution where you drink 2 glasses of water a day, or are we just going to keep going with this dragon every morning?
I don't feel the need for so much pressure in 2022. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, this guy.
I'm so mad. I'm so upset that I missed the Spider-Man conversation.
No.
I was psyching myself up.
We haven't touched much on it yet.
No. We haven't touched much on that yet. Hein Bent says, get ready for gout, Ryan. Better start drinking that water, but... So, Ryan, yeah. your thoughts. I mean, you're from the West Rand. Do you take feedback?
I will try. I will try to drink a little more, but...
Ryan, you're not going to try. I'm sitting in the same room as Ryan, and I'm not convinced. He's not going to try. The way he said it, it lacked all the conviction in the world. Ryan, you're not going to try it. Don't do this. Because you know what? It's the lies that hurt. It's the lies that hurt, Ryan. Don't do this. Please don't do this. Yeah, so that's... Oh, well, I mean, you saw Hulk Hogan slash, what's his name, getting shot in the leg last year. I mean, the West Rand is a different place as well. They've got their own thing. Once you go past Gordon Avenue, I don't know what happens to the air temperature and the animals. Even the dogs bark different once you go past there. But shout out to the West Rand, dude. I mean, they're doing it their own way, right, Ryan?
MKT doesn't know the power of the West Rand because he doesn't go past 14th Avenue. That's he's told me that's his cutoff.
Yeah.
So he says he doesn't drive.
Isn't his cutoff like 4 ways?
That's what I thought. He actually goes a lot further than what you think.
No, well, I get anxious at 4 ways. I get anxious when I get to 4 ways, but then once you go past there, it's a mess. It's really a while. It's Mad Max. And then from 14th, there's no way I'm going past there. I'm sending a courier service. Forget it.
I think you're going to fall in love, and the girl that you fall in love with, she's going to be from Rodiport. You're going to have to travel for those cheeks.
Yeah.
And you'll be singing a different song.
Amazing. Hey, Lebang, you said your mom turned 60. It's something that I want to celebrate and sort of get from you, whether you hate it or not. When's her birthday?
My mom's birthday was yesterday, and sadly I'm not with her. She's in Joburg living her best life, and I'm obviously all the way in Mpumalanga. So I had to come up with like a very quick, like, what can I do for her type setup. So I went on to like Net Florist, and I've got her like a very, very expensive, like, you know, hamper, blah, 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 with like all of her favorite things, I think. But then, like, at the same time, I was like, I don't know if I did enough, because, I mean, it's 60, right? 60 is like a very... It's a big number. You freaking.
It's a milestone, it. Yeah.
In such a sensitive time where, I mean, a lot of my peers have lost parents due to COVID, and it's just been such a somber time for her age mate. She's also lost, like, gang friends. So now it's like, oh, she did it. Should I be doing something, like, a little bit more than just getting her, like, a Ned Flores hamper? Like, I felt a little bit bad. She was obviously like, oh, thank you, my child. This is fantastic. I love you. But, like, inside I was like, I don't know.
Here's my thing. Do you buy your mom Christmas and birthday presents every year? Because in this economy, who can afford both? or do you just make up on sale?
Yeah, it's always a birthday thing.
Yeah. I see.
It's your birthday.
I have a friend. Her birthday is the 28th, Lebang. So, Ryan, I don't know if you've had this situation in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known her since like 10 years old, right? So she expects both presents. First of all, I mean, I don't want to go into my thing of presents. People know what I think about presents. I stopped at like 15. I'm like, you're a scammer. Forget it. Pick one. Your birthday or Jesus. Or Jesus' birthday or yours. You're not getting two presents, you little scummy. Like, she's got a nerve. These people that are born around Christmas must actually get it together. Who do they think we are? What am I? Princess Diana's long-lost illegitimate son. Get the hell out of here. I'm not getting you two presents. That's crazy. Even if you're my mom. No way.
Okay.
No way.
That's hectic. I've never looked at it that way. I've never, like, considered, like, the, you know, having a person have a birthday. And, like, people that have birthdays around, like, big celebrations already, I think they should know as well.
Yeah.
To lower their expectations.
No, they're...
Like, come on, bro.
people are unreasonable. Ryan, do you have this situation in your life? And I'd love to know whether people have that. By the way, you can make your comments on YouTube if you're with us. It is the GCS Takeover. Gareth is away, and he will be back next week, Monday. And then we'll commence. The A-team will return there. Ryan, you got anybody who's like born on like the 23rd who expects a Christmas present as well?
Yeah, one of my best friends, actually, he's born on the 29th.
And do you do both or do you tell him?
We try, but I know his, when it comes to his birthday, a lot of the time it's a combined thing.
Yeah. No, I think that's reasonable, especially COVID economy that people can go.
This is the kind of situation where you want to take them to a movie and order champagne.
Oh my God.
That's what you want to do.
I'll tell you what, we're going to come back to that because Ryan told me the most insane story the other day. Corona's Boring says, my New Year's resolution, pay less tax, feel great, please hold me accountable. Yeah. No,
how do you pay less tax?
I don't know, get a better accountant, I guess. Or
do you drop a pay bracket?
Yeah, get poor, which is which is not ideal. I mean, I'm already poor, so I'm paying probably the least amount of tax you can pay, really. So I don't know. I can't do it. What am I supposed to do? Go live under a bridge?
Yeah.
I can't go much lower than I am right now.
Any tips?
These are not good times. So if you know how to lower tax, please, legally, how can I? I understand that there's two different things. Tax avoidance. And what's the other one? I forget the legal one. Tax avoidance.
What does Lewis Hamilton do?
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton. Or move to Monaco. Yeah. Don't do what Steenhuisen. Who's the dude in Stellenbosch who scammed everyone? The Steinhoff. Don't do what the Steinhoff guy did. That's not the way to move things. Tax evasion. Yes, evasion is the other one. There's tax avoidance and there's tax evasion. Mm-hmm. One of those is good. I'm clearly not a finance major, as you can tell. All right, Spider-Man talk is going to happen now. You're going to have to mute if you don't want to hear. I won't do any spoilers. Yesterday, went to Spider-Man. Now, obviously, the Barry Wrong of my time. We've been here, but blah, blah, blah. I'm a cultural commentator. Will I ever be replaced? Nobody knows. If I pass away now and people do movie reviews after me, will the women and children be crying in the street? Possibly. I don't know. I'm just saying what's possible with, obviously, what I know about the Marvel Universe. Spider-Man, have you seen it, Leba?
Twice.
What?
Twice.
Kids.
Awesome.
The Levan Sweeney had seen it twice.
No. And I like not even with my kids. I chose to go once last year, and I chose to go again last night. That's how much I love the movie.
Levan also went last night.
Wait. So where is there a movie? Great. Is there a movie house in where you are? that is shocking to me. By scope, is it?
I literally drove for an hour and. A half. No, it's not me. I drove for an hour and a half to Nelson to catch the 6 o'clock movie.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock there.
Yeah.
One.
It's 7 o'clock where we are.
All right, Levan. That's insane.
I left here at 4, and I got there at 6 because I wanted to watch it with like my sisters. My sisters besides are like major Marvel fans, and they weren't going to get a chance to see it. Unless, like, I went with them. So we're like, let's just go. We'll drive an hour and a half. And we did. And it was worth it. That movie is amazing. And I'll do it again.
I felt the same thing.
All right. So, Ryan, you got in there. Crash, boom, bang. Obviously, I went to Monte Cassino. Excellent time that I went. Super empty. Sat by myself for, like, 6 rows. Yesterday, I had popcorn, a slushy, and a still water. So I lived a little wild. I'm back in training, by the way, so no big deal. Can't have too much sugar. That was probably my sugar for the week. Ryan, your thoughts? Spider-Man, take us through it.
I thought it was great.
What about it?
It was a play on. I used to go watch all the different Spider-Mans. Like as soon as they released, I'd go to the premieres as a kid. And so going last night, and you know, seeing some of the characters that popped up, you're just like, wow. I was taken aback. I was speechless. I literally got back last night and I said to MKT, I was like, this was epic and I have nothing to say. Like it was, I can see why it got like a 10 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes. and I think an audience rating, it got 9.9.
So Yeah, so for you, you're all in, right? Great writing, great acting, Tom Holland, too short. There's no way a nerd like him in real life would get Zebediah as a girlfriend. She looks like an oil painting.
Zendaya.
There's no way if he wasn't super rich. He's super short.
Who is Zebediah?
He keeps saying it's Zendaya.
Zendaya.
MKT, Zendaya. You have to know, if you're being addressed as one name, you are legendary. Like, there's no Zendaya nothing. I know if Senzo was here, he would say, is a Coleman, I think.
Who's Coleman?
Zendaya. I think her surname's Coleman.
I tell you.
But Zendaya just plays the role so well.
Yeah, no. Listen, in real life, a nerd like him's not getting a lady that looks like her. So we must stop this nonsense of...
Wait, are you calling Tom Holland a nerd?
Yeah. What?
There is no way Tom Holland's the nerd in this equation.
What's that? Are you guys defending Tom Holland? Or?
Yeah.
I'm not a hater. Listen, sorry, there's real life. There's real life. A loser like him, his character, is not... She knows what she looks like. By the way, I know good-looking girls. I know how they think. She looks in the mirror every day. There is no way a loser at school like him would get to talk to a girl like her. Stop it.
No, but just remember, she's also...
you are a hater.
Yeah, I agree.
What are we talking about here? Why am I a hater for pointing out something everyone knows? There's no way...
The thing I loved about this movie, right? And I don't know if you also thought about this, Lebang. They didn't actually, like... They didn't put too much pressure on the MJ character, like all the other Spider-Mans, where she was the girl. She played the role so cool. They didn't make her, like, the long-lost love... She played a cool, cool character, and people just like attached to it real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry, but there's no way in real life a guy who looks like her is getting or him. No way. She's so beautiful. There's no way. Sorry. I hate to be a party pooper about Marvel Universe not being real life. There's no chance. There is no chance she's talking to him. Zero, null, forget it. She's going out with the quarterback, the rugby captain, not a loser in science class. Forget it.
Ryan?
Yes.
Oh no, Lebang, we lost you.
Broke your heart.
Nobody broke my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, Lebang, we lost you there, but I presume you agreed with me. She's too good looking for him. No. He's really short in real life. It's why no woman can stay with Tom Cruise. He's actually like Peter Dinklage with more money. There's no way. Stop.
One thing I did realize though, like last night, I realized Andrew Garfield actually was a great character who had terrible writing in The Amazing Spider-Mans.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Listen, I just want to also give...
Because I never liked him before.
I just want to say this about Spider-Man. Yeah, what Marvel are essentially doing now with every movie, so I'm not going to tell you who it is. Obviously, if you've seen the movie poster, you'll know. It's actually... Yesterday I went in with really low expectations because I saw the previous two Spider-Men. I'm doing it just so I can be a cultural commentator. I'm not doing it because I enjoy these. But what they're doing, it's not actually about the movie you're going to watch. And yesterday was quite a little of it was about Spider-Man, actually. It's actually about the next movie they're setting up is actually the centerpiece of the film. I felt I left there and I wasn't sure what movie I watched. I know it said Spider-Man at the door, but there's another main character in there where essentially all they're doing is setting up the next movie for him, and they're showing you how powerful he is. And then if you watch the outro scenes, they're setting up that movie. It's almost not about Spider-Man, really.
Also, all I want to say is, I don't know how the Tom Holland movies went from 0 to 100 so quick, because the first two were, like, I don't want to say they were terrible, but they were average.
Yeah.
They were a bit young for me. I don't know, especially the first one was a bit young. But then... Like last night, it was so good. Like, it was funny, it was charismatic, and also there was just a lot of nostalgia involved in the film. And also, the villains.
Yeah, they brought the noise. By the way, it's if you're an older Spider-Man fan, it's worth it because they brought the noise. They brought the budget. They brought the best villains from the, certainly the Spider-Man universe. Ruth says Tom Holland is super cute. So there we go. Ruth disagreeing with my take on that one there.
I think there'd be a huge disagreement.
Yeah. Hein says Gareth needs to come back. All this Spider-Man bullshit is killing the show. Well, Hein, Spider-Man seems to be doing quite well. A few people are talking about it, you know.
I mean, I would go watch that movie.
Oh, it sounds
for real.
I don't think Hein's gonna go. I think Hein's already decided. So there we go. That's Spider-Man talk. So good luck to
that's where you need the champagne for that movie.
So Ryan believes you should go to VIP and get champagne for the movie. He once spent R1,000 for watching a movie with a friend of his. Absolutely incredible. So I would go watch it. If you're slightly older and you're into the Marvel Universe, go and watch it because the nostalgia, it's really good how they've brought back the other characters. But also, if you are a fan of Doctor Strange, go and watch it because it's basically a Doctor Strange film, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, you might as well actually be watching Doctor Strange and then Spider-Man pops in for a cup of coffee as well. So go and watch for that vibe, but incredible budget, incredible size of budget.
I got some numbers about the movie.
Go ahead.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think that movie grossed? Like, completely.
A billion dollars? Must be $1 billion.
Well, it's the highest grossing film. It's $557 million.
Cheapest.
$192,000
already, and it's only been out for a week or 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's number one. Number two is the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, and that one was sitting at $403 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
How much do you think the budget for that film was? Because if they're making that much money, they should have. I mean. From what I watched, they must have spent a lot.
Yeah, 400 or 500 million for sure. I mean, to get all those actors in it. And they've got the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
The cream of the crop. I mean, bloody hell. That cast was absolutely incredible. Let's move on. Ryan, you see your government's burning down. I mean, it's not really a thing for me because I think South African government's a bit of a joke. And I don't like to talk about things that are... If you don't take yourself seriously in life, so I got a couple of DMs yesterday saying, why didn't I talk about the parliament thing yesterday? I want to make it very clear is if you don't take yourself seriously, I don't take you seriously. There's lots of things that happen in life that I don't talk about just because it's popular doesn't mean I want to talk about it. The government thing burning down. I mean, Ryan, is it in your world? Obviously it's quite serious for investor confidence, for public facing because really what governments are, they are the PR arm of your country. That's all they are. By the way, you do the work, you pay the taxes, you build the buildings with your money, right?
Mm.
Governments do very, very little, actually. You and I, the citizens, put the bricks, right, in the walls that are the homes, that are the businesses. So to me, government burning down is... It's analogous to what South Africa has been since 1994. And I'm sorry if that sounds the way it sounds, but we've been burning since then anyway. So I don't take our current government seriously, which is why I don't give it too much airtime. But did you see it, Ryan? Your thoughts?
I actually want to know if it's an inside job. Yes. Because I heard the reason why there was no one there when the fire happened. And they were saying it's due to budget cuts that happened in December.
In terms of security or what?
Yeah, there was no security guards on site. They decided for December no one's going to be there, so let's just... So I want to know, because it had to have started from inside, right?
Sure.
So I'm wondering if it's an inside job. I heard they made an arrest, but I haven't heard anything further.
Yeah, look, and it's important from again, for me, all I'm ever thinking about government is what are they doing in terms of investor confidence in the country? Because that's their only job. Make it seem like... to whoever can come and invest here, right? And it's important on that front. It's going to be an ugly situation. There's no way this ends well. Whoever it's going to be, they're going to make an example of them because, especially now, post-election time, they need to start campaigning. So I would imagine it's a problem. It's a problem for certainly the ANC and everything that government symbolizes, I guess, was crumbling. And that's why... I think America took it so hard when people marched up on the hill. It's to say this should symbolize the safest place in the world because this is where we lead from. And if the castle is taken, the king falls. So I guess for most people who are attached to politicians and their lives, it's a big thing. It's not a big thing for me, because I accept that living in South Africa, I am all alone. My politicians have left me all alone. They've left my mother all alone. My grandparents were all alone. These are the people who left them all alone. And that's just my position on South African politicians and largely politicians at large. Does that make me hypocritical because my mother was in geopolitics? Maybe, you know, I'm not, I'm also not perfect. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
Who's in charge of parliament? It would be the ANC, right?
Well,
it's not the DA.
No, well, there's a whole bunch of them, right? So government, so we must be very clear. Government and the ANC are not the same thing. People fall into this. Now, the ruling party obviously will have the most seat in government. But we must make that dichotomy that government is not just the ANC. There are what they call constituents. So yes, it ranges with a number of, I mean, if I can simplify for people, it's really, there's a board. If you can think about it like that, so that run government, and then the ANC runs themselves. So generally in our country, for those who don't know, the ANC is that the ANC is the ruling party. The ruling party puts up the head of government. And in this case, you know, if you're going to treat him as the CEO, it falls on Cyril's head. I think is what you're leaning towards, right?
I just want to know who should be held accountable for not having security on site.
Well,
that's just what I want to get to the bottom of.
Listen, I want to know who's accountable for the 500 billion that was stolen as well. You know, in terms of lockdown, all the money that should have gone to businesses, to the elderly, to the sick. But that's where we are. Corona's boring says the ANC can't even do arson right. That's why Cyril was looking stressed. He had to send someone back to burn it again. All right. Well, we can't confirm or deny that. It's an incredible take. People are amazing. Lindo Gutle says, MKT, I totally agree. I just feel like government is just a huge legitimized gang putting up fronts of how and why people should vote and how people should live their lives. You know, we're going to have, I think we need to accept this, and you can agree or disagree. We don't have a better idea of how to organize 7 billion people yet. Now, I'm not saying we'll never have a better idea, but for now, I believe this is the way we have to do it because we don't have a better idea. And perhaps the better ideas exist and they'll only come to fruition in 100 years because often ideas are ahead of their time, right? That's just the truth is, when Steve Jobs came out and told people probably 40 years ago when he was a nerd at Harvard or wherever he was, people probably laughed at him. They said, come listen to this idiot. And here we are, right? It's hilarious to have an iPod now. Do people still have iPods now?
No.
Do they still exist? Are they still making iPods?
I think they've retired. I think you can buy like the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
But iTunes is shut down. So now it's Apple Music.
Apple Music. If I said to you 20 years ago, one day you will put your six-year-old daughter in a stranger's car and let them drive to school without you in that car, you would have said, get out of here, lock that person up, take them to the solarium, put the injection in them. That person is a danger to society. Boom. It's 2021, 2022. We've got Uber now. So ideas ahead of their time. You may have a better idea of how to organize. But for now, constitutional government is what we have. And some people say this, and we'll finish off on this. Ryan, you've been great today, by the way.
Thank you.
You can catch myself and Ryan on the MKT show on the podcast for now. Those wondering, where's the YouTube? The YouTube is taking a break for now. We are in transition with our studio. We'll have a new look very, very soon. But maybe we should leave it on this message for today. It's to say this, right, is that some people say the goose eats too much, right? I say, all right, no, fair enough, right? But I'd rather have a fat goose than no goose. Like, you know, is in this case, it's not like, should we shut down Netflix? Like, nobody cares if you shut down Netflix. I got Disney Plus or whatever. But if you shut down government, we need a ready-made, ready-to-go solution that's going to get, in my country, 60 million bought in. Wherever you are as the human race, 7 billion bought in. How do we control them? And people we know, if they are not controlled, their worst excesses come to the surface, right? I know it's meant to be a positive time, but people need control. People need rules, right? Not because people are bad, but it's because we are inherently bellicose is the word for it. So That's my thoughts. Perhaps you agree, disagree. Feel free to hit us up on cliffcentral.com on Twitter, Instagram. Do you agree? Do we need government? That's a great question. Are there better ideas? Perhaps let's propose those. Email contact@cliffcentral.com. Perhaps you have ideas. Is smaller government? I hear people often argue for this. Smaller government. Now, I'm not in that camp, but perhaps a conversation for tomorrow. Ryan Tinline, thank you very much to Lebang. Obviously, the chicken that was on the bicycle or whatever it was, wherever she is, ran out of electricity. We lost Lebang, but she will be back tomorrow. And we'll finish off on this one. And I think Hein says, there is a new iPod. Hein, I presume, isn't that called an iPhone?
It's an iPod Touch.
iPod Touch.
Probably.
But who's going to have an iPod?
I don't know that they still make those. I don't know. Because the thing is, there's big controversy when iTunes shut down. You spent all this money on buying albums before Apple Music came in.
Mm-hmm.
Now they shut you down. It's only Apple Music is the thing. So now all those albums that you had, I think you still have them, but now you can get any album you want for 60 rand a month.
Yeah, or just get Spotify.
Imagine how you...
Just get Spotify Premium. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about getting an Apple. Just get Spotify Premium. Pay that every month. You've got every podcast and all the music that's ever existed and is ever going to exist. Spotify Premium. There we go. $100 a month. How much is Spotify Premium?
I think it's also 60.
You know what? Before we close off, get YouTube Premium. People must pay for stuff. Spotify Premium.
I have YouTube Premium.
All right. Ryan, you're a good man. To all of you at home, I hope you have the greatest day in the history of mankind as we head into the new year. One thing that's really important to me this year is to be closer to my family. So I hope whatever you're doing, loved ones, not all of us are lucky enough to have great family. But if your loved ones are with you early on, I hope you guys have a great time before you get into the year. For today, ladies and gentlemen, the GCS is out. CliffCentral.com.